It is Friday, September 27, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last Friday of the month, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that means. It's the Veterans Call-In Special, and we are going to take a ton of calls from veterans today. Every hour, all 3 hours of today's show, we will be featuring calls from veterans. And I specifically would like to hear from them on this escalation of war that's going on. And you know, I've got some pretty sharp opinions on this, but I'd like to hear from the veterans. There's an escalation with Ukraine and Russia. There's an escalation with Israel and multiple countries in the Middle East. And then it's all tied into us because we fund these things. We're deeply involved in these things. And today, both Zelensky and Netanyahu were in America making their pitch to our policymakers on why we should support their wars. I'm sick of it all. I think most Americans are sick of it all. And quite frankly, I find it disgusting as we're watching Israel blow up Lebanon now. I find it disgusting. I don't even care if you do support Israel. I find it disgusting that people are celebrating it. That people are celebrating war and death and destruction. That is disgusting. And it might be one thing if it was our country, but it's not. It's foreign countries. And I'm watching people celebrate this. Now, aside from that, I think most people are missing the story here. But I'll get to that coming up. What is really going on with Israel and Lebanon and Iran and the Gaza Strip and Syria? And why is it always the American people that are getting duped and taken advantage of? So I'm going to tell you what I think is really going on, and we'll get into what Netanyahu was doing today, what Zelensky was doing today. We got big border news. The numbers on the crime statistics today, I mean, it should be it. There's a whole list of reasons why Kamala Harris should be unelectable. But what has happened at the southern border, and now that we have some of these crime statistics that are just coming out, it's so over the top that I don't even know if another argument needs to be made. Though you could talk about peace versus war, you could talk about the economy, cost of living. The open border, though, is just so in your face. So we'll look at that. And then there's also some polling data coming from the New York Times that should be extremely interesting. But I think what might be more interesting is the voter registration data that has just been published. And so we're going to talk about all of that as well. Now, you've got some developments in some of this political warfare going on. Nathan Wade, you know, the old Fanny Willis lover story. There's been an interesting twist and a turn in that deal. And then we'll take a look at another angle of the Eric Adams situation as well. And I got some other odds and ends for you today that we're going to cover. And I got a little bit of a story that I think it really shows where America's at today. And if you're listening to this show, as I've said before, it's not just that you are top 1% most informed people in America, and maybe that number is growing, but this is the consensus opinion that average Americans have. This is common sense. This is common talk. This is what people are thinking. This is what people are talking about. We'll talk about it on the other side.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Election cycle maybe ever. It's been going on for almost 4 years. It's like it never ends. You're stuck in this loop. No. No. You are 38 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes from Election Day. We are in it. We are in it. The future of America, the future perhaps of the world, maybe the best, certainly the best president of my life versus the worst presidential candidate in the history of this country. All on the line, 38 days away. And I'm fired up. I'm fired up. I'm fired up because I know that the way I feel, the way you feel, is finally the way the majority of Americans feel. People are getting it now more than ever. I use my own experience as a barometer, and I'll tell you some stories coming up to try to help you understand why I'm so fired up today. But it's also this voter registration data. It's also some of these polls. It's Donald Trump coming out and saying, look, the only way they win this deal is to cheat. Everybody gets it now. Maybe it's just me in Texas, but I live in Austin, Texas. Maybe it's just me in Texas, but, you know, it's the kind of conversations where, you know, maybe 2016, you're kind of whispering it or talking, you know, kind of under your breath a little bit, like, yeah, you know, I kind of like Trump. I think the Democrats are a bunch of pedophile scum. Oh, yeah. To 2020, but like, boy, yeah, you know, that election was kind of fishy. I think there might have been something going on. And now people just walk right up to me in public. They're like, oh, Owen Schroyer, shake my hand. Boy, are the Democrats going to steal this election? Are they going to steal it again? We really need to get Trump back in there. Like, they want people to hear it. We are in the majority. We are telling the truth. We will be the victors. And I don't know what's going to happen in this election. I got my predictions. In fact, maybe we should go into the Electoral College map and I can just show you where it's at. I don't really think anything has changed. But there are some interesting poll numbers out today. So let's just dive right into that. So I'm going to get into the election news. I'm going to get into the geopolitical news. And then I'm going to open up the lines for veterans to weigh in on this. For the first time in decades, more voters identify as Republican. And the voter data being referenced here is on my desk. I don't want to go through the minutiae of every single state's numbers. Let's look at the bottom line. Republicans are plus 393,000. Democrats are minus 3.5 million. and then independents plus 1.8 million. So in other words, that's, I mean, you put the numbers together, I guess a million Democrats are just out. They're just out. They probably don't like anything politically right now. So they're just out. They're just getting out of Dodge. And then you've got Democrats that are flipping to Republican, and then you've got Democrats that are just saying, you know what, I don't identify with this Democrat party, so I'm just going to be independent. I don't really like Republicans either, but I'm independent. I'm out of the Democrat Party. I can't deal with this anymore. Now, that's obviously good news, especially in Pennsylvania, where the Democrats are getting crushed, losing 330,000 voter registrations. Again, most of them just dropping out entirely. Most of them that are moving independent. And I look, unfortunately, I still think the Democrats steal Pennsylvania. It's going to have to be a hell of a steal job. And I hate to say that because the great Scott Presler is putting in the work. He is putting in the work. But they have a lawsuit that's hung up in the court system where the Democrats have 10-1 poll watchers. And you have to understand, if they can get away with that, blatantly illegal, I mean, not just unethical. I mean, you're talking about ethics. It's illegal. 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania will be Democrats. The RNC is suing. It's caught up in the legal system. It's run by the Democrats. So if they can get away with that, then, folks, it's over. I mean, nothing will stop them from stealing Pennsylvania. If they can get away with 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania, blatantly illegal on its face, then they're just planning on stealing Pennsylvania, period. I don't know what else to tell you. And they already got issues with the mail-in drop boxes. They already got issues with the voter rolls. And then, of course, there's the actual tabulation centers, which are going to be run by Democrats. So, I mean, we know what they did in Georgia to steal Georgia. So they can just sit in Philadelphia and triple count ballots until they have the right lead for Biden, or just do it all day long. Excuse me, Harris, or just do it all day long to keep Harris to pace. It'll have to be a massive steal job. But what do you view 10-1 poll watchers Democrats? That's a massive steal job. So if they get away with that, they will steal Pennsylvania. Done. Now, if the Republicans win in court, it'll be a lot harder for them to cheat Pennsylvania. They won't be able to deliver 330 ballots at 3:30 in the morning in Philadelphia, all for Joe Biden like they did in 2020, this time for Harris. They won't be able to do that. And plus, it'd have to be probably like 500,000 this time. But if they got 10-1 poll watchers, it's over. They'll do it. They'll do a million. They'll pull in semi-trucks full of ballots for Harris. They don't give a damn. But if the poll watchers, if they win that court case and the poll watchers are there, they'll know to stay, hey, we're not leaving at 3 in the morning. We know what you guys are going to do. You're going to show up with a mail truck with 100,000 ballots for Harris or whatever you need, so we're going to go ahead and stick around. Now Pennsylvania's in play. But that's hung up in the court system. They can't do it with the mail-in ballots. They can't make up for 300,000. Let's just use that number, because that's about what it was 2020. They can't make up for a 300,000 vote deficit with mail-in ballots. They can't. They can probably get at most 100,000 with their vote mules. At most, probably 100,000. So that's not going to be enough. They need to have the poll watcher advantage. They need to have the poll watcher rig job so they can stuff the ballots in Philadelphia. And if they need to, have the emergency ballot show up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they've already laid out the excuse. And Pennsylvania is obviously big. And they've already laid out the excuse. We might not know the results on election night because of the mail-in ballots. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, in other words, Trump will be winning. And then a magical arrival of mail-in ballots will show up. And Harris will win Pennsylvania. But it's okay. because Trump doesn't need Pennsylvania to win the election. And maybe, guys, just pull up 270 to win in case I have time to do it this segment. Well, that's if Trump wins Pennsylvania, but let's just take it down for now. Because that's not even right, but it's close. No, I don't know whose that is. It's a little wrong. It's close. You guys were close. So let's see what happens in the courts. Trump will win North Carolina. They just removed almost 1 million illegal votes from the voter rolls. Trump will win North Carolina. Okay, you guys are going to force me to do it, aren't you? Okay, the crew just forced me to do it, so that's fine. They've taken control. I'm out of control. Virginia. Trump will win Virginia. Glenn Youngkin's strategy will work in Virginia. The Virginia Republicans are working for Trump, and they also cleared, I forget the number, it was hundreds of thousands of illegal voters off their rolls. Trump will win Virginia, okay? But look, guys, Trump is going to win Indiana, so you can go ahead and make that red. And I at this point, Democrats have 10-to-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania. The Democrats will win Pennsylvania. So you go ahead and make Pennsylvania blue. But see, there's the good news. There's the good news. Trump still wins. I believe Nevada is the key state. I've said it before. I'll explain it again. Trump will win Georgia. The Republicans found out how the Democrats stole it, triple counting the ballots, the fake water main break. We know the story. Trump will win Georgia. Arizona, a lot of court battles going on. I don't trust it. So I'm just gonna say right now the Democrats win. The Democrats run the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. No voter signature verification. Any mail-in ballot can count. They're not clearing the voter rolls. Democrats win Wisconsin. Minnesota, virtually the same deal. Minnesota's interesting, but I have no reason to believe it's going to flip red. So I'm going to leave that blue. Now, I will tell you, if we had a fair election, Trump wins Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan and Pennsylvania, guaranteed. Probably New Hampshire, too. I think New Hampshire and New Jersey are in play, but I can't count on that. New York might be in play. In fact, I'll give you a little secret. You know, a lot of people on the far right that are anti-Israel or against Israel's influence are very, they get upset because Trump is very pro-Israel and very pro-Jew. But I will tell you behind the scenes, Trump is really pissed because he's done more for Israel maybe than any other president in modern day history. And he's done more for American Jews maybe more than any president in American history. And he's sitting here and he's saying, look, I've done everything for you. Where are the endorsements? Where are the resounding endorsements? He's trying to win New York, folks. The Jewish vote in New York is huge. Trump's trying to win New York. I'm telling you the strategy right now. You want the behind the scenes? This is it. Trump's trying to win New York. He's going for the Jewish votes. He's doing everything to get them. And he's sitting around and he's saying, where's the endorsement from Netanyahu? Where's the endorsement from all these Jewish leaders in New York City, the coalition of the synagogues and everything else? Where is the endorsement? He's pretty pissed about it. And I don't blame him. So that's what's going on with that. New York might be in play, but I'm not going to count on that either. I think it's all going to come down to Nevada. That's why Kamala Harris stole the no tax on tips policy, because their internal numbers probably have it coming down to Nevada as well. Biggest city in Nevada is Las Vegas. Most people that work in Las Vegas are in the service industry. They work for tips. That could change the results. That could be the entire election right there. That's how insane this is, and I have Trump at 270 with these results on the screen. So that's where I have it. Nothing has really changed. If anything, the last time I did this, everything has just been fortified. And really, what the battle going on in this courts in Pennsylvania and Arizona are kind of the only things up for grabs right now. Kind of the only thing is up for grabs. Now, what's interesting is if New Jersey or New Hampshire is in play, which I think it could be, then that would change everything, but I can't rely on that. I have no reason to believe, other than just if we had fair elections, that they would be in play. But we don't, so I don't think they are in play. But yeah, I mean, you want to see the results of if we had actually fair elections without a bunch of Democrat cheating? Go ahead and turn Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan red too. Guarantee you, if there was no cheating, this would be the result. Guarantee you. Now, I might even go as far as to say that Illinois and New York would go for Trump as well if there was no cheating. I would even maybe go that far. So, yeah, Trump would probably get about 400 Electoral College votes if there was no cheating. But here's Donald Trump himself. He knows it. Everybody knows it. Do we have that clip, guys, of Trump saying they're going to cheat like hell? I don't see it on the list. We'll find it. Let me hit these other poll numbers, and we'll find the clip. So the Harris-Walz campaign just sent this out, and it's a poll from the New York Times. And they have Trump up 5 points in Arizona. That's probably accurate. Trump up 4 points in Georgia. Trump up 2 points in North Carolina. Now, why is Kamala Harris going to Arizona to stand in front of Trump's border wall? Because they had these internal numbers weeks ago. So that's why they planned this Harris trip to the border. Remember, she'd never been to the border. And I think it was Lester Holt says, well, you've never been to the southern border. She says, I've never been to Europe either. You've never been to McDonald's either, but, you know, doesn't stop you from lying about that. So they had these numbers, folks. She's down 5 in Arizona. That's more than Georgia. That's more than North Carolina. They had these numbers. They had to get her to Arizona. They had to get her to the border. That's why she's down there and going to do a little speech or whatever it is in front of the border wall. Now she loves the border. Now she loves securing the border and Trump's wall. She wants to finish it. Maybe it'll be the Harris wall. So that's what's going on. But here's Donald Trump. And this is just the truth about the upcoming election.
I lose. I'll tell you what's possible. Because they cheat. That's the only way we're going to lose, because they cheat. They cheat like hell.
100%. 100% they cheat like hell. Everybody knows it. And look, if you want to look at everything in the silver lining, everything is part of a divine creator's plan. Everything is part of God's plan. So did we have to go through this as the American people? Did the American people just have to see how corrupt the Democrats are, how much they steal elections? Did we have to go through this to save our country? Look at this from the LA Times today. They don't even hide it. U.S. speeds approval of citizenship applications as election nears. That's an interesting combo headline, isn't it? That's an interesting tag team. Hey, we're going to speed up approval of citizenship because the election is near. Huh. I wonder why. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. Many immigrants want to get citizenship in time to vote in the upcoming election. I mean, God. They just don't even hide it. And then they're asked about it, and the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, this has nothing to do with the election. Oh, sure. No, it doesn't. Of course not. We trust you. You just let in 15 million illegal immigrants and are trying to get them to vote as soon as possible, and you're basically indoctrinating them into the welfare state and the Democrat Party politics, but it's not about the election. So then, would you guys mind waiting until after November to do this? Well, we need to do it now. We need to do it fast. But it's not about the election, so you can just wait till after the election, right? No. But it's not about the election. And yeah, that's the video from the Oversight Project with Muckraker, who was just in studio. They go to these illegal immigrant hotel centers and they all say, yeah, I'm voting for Harris. They're not even citizens yet. I mean, so they don't even hide it. Here's Michael Whatley, chairman of the GOP, the RNC. In just the last 2 weeks, GOP lawyers have stopped undated ballots from being counted in Pennsylvania. So that's one way they did it. There'd be mail-in ballots that weren't even dated, so you don't even know when the vote was cast. That happened in 2020, so they probably filled them all out on election night. Sued in Nevada to prevent non-citizens from voting. 100,000 illegal votes were removed from the voter rolls in Nevada. So, Trump victory looming? Sued Michigan's Secretary of State twice to protect mail-in ballot safeguards. Yes, but Michigan still will not take proper protocols to only count legal ballots. The RNC will continue to fight every day to protect the vote. This election will not be won or lost at the voting booth. It will be won or lost in the court system. And so the states where the Democrats have had victories, like Wisconsin, Democrats will win. In states where Republicans have had victories, like North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Trump will win. That's just the truth. That's where we're at. And most people know it now, by the way. That's all I hear about. Because I get recognized when I go out, and I've got friends that just know I'm political, and they might not be political, and everybody says the same thing is, elections are rigged. They're going to steal it. That's just like the number one talking point for what you might call a normie that doesn't follow politics. Everybody gets this now. And they see Harris. I mean, I got these clips. These are black focus groups, and they just have a huge panel, and it's all black people, and they all say the same thing. Harris is unelectable. I can't stand her. She's a total phony. She's not presidential. She doesn't represent black people. We'll regret it if we support her. There is no support. And it'll be a major wake-up call. You can drive around Wisconsin. You'll see Trump signs left and right and Trump flags everywhere. Won't find a Harris sign. You'll find a Trump hat. Won't find a Harris Walls hat. Can't even find a Democrat. And then the Democrats will win Wisconsin. And people will finally say, okay, what the hell is going on here? So that's how this is going to go. I have no doubt that's how this is going to go. Look at this at Arizona in clip six. Just B-roll it as we go to break here. Look at this in clip six. This is a college campus in Arizona, folks. A college campus. That's like 80% Democrat. College students vote 80% Democrat. And all of these people are rushing to a Trump booth to get a Trump hat and sign up to register to vote for Trump. I mean, it's a mob scene. You've never seen anything like this. That's in Arizona. Trump should win Arizona, but it's going to be decided in the courts, just like Pennsylvania. So that's what's going on. There's never been anything like this political movement. People want to save the country. Whether they like Trump or not, it doesn't matter. They know Trump's the best option. Whether they're a Republican or a conservative or not, it doesn't matter. They know the Democrats are the problem. So, hey, this is a hell of a political movement that we got here. And we got 38 days. 38 days. What are they going to do to try to stop it, I guess, is the real question. We'll get out the phone number for veterans when we come back.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Really fucking cool. All these really different types of people and groups that are banding together right now. You have everything from white-collared traditional folks to blue-collared or military types to these hippie spiritual types just all coming together. You know, it was so cool to see Tucker Carlson banding together with Russell Brand and RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and even Elon, who are old-school Democrats, and they're teaming up with Trump. And it's because right now, let's be really clear on what's actually going on and what this is all actually about. This isn't about left versus right or liberal versus conservative or Democrat versus Republican. It's actually about those who are lying to us versus those who are telling us the truth. Those who want to suppress and censor our speech versus those who are literally fighting for our ability to speak freely. Those who want to suppress our freedoms versus those who want to uphold them. Those who want real health care and actually want us to be healthy versus those who want to continue to make us sick and live off of sick care. Those who actually want to end the wars versus those who start them and keep them going. This is a crucial time in human history. This doesn't need to be tribal. If you wake up enough, you might just come over and join us on Team Human over here. And that's the f***ing vibe today, baby.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Delta Cat. And that's exactly right. You know, I'm not really into Marvel comic book superhero movies. I mean, every once in a while there'll be a good one that I'll like, but I don't really rush to the theaters to see them. They don't really do much for me. I mean, this is the real superhero movie. You're living it. You have an opportunity to be the hero. You have an opportunity to actually go up against evil. Who needs Marvel comic book movies? You're living it. So, with that, I want to give out the phone number. We're going to take calls from our veterans the rest of the way. Really, anything you guys want to talk about. If you want to talk about the escalation of war, I'm going to get into some geopolitical stories here shortly after I give out the phone number. So if you want to talk about that or anything else we've covered today, this week, whatever you like, this show is for you, the Veterans Call-In Special. The line to call in, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we've got the number on the screen for you. Just give us a call. Let us know your name, your state, and what branch of the military you are out of. And we will get you up and on the air. A reminder, it's not too late to get your raffle tickets to enter to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. With every purchase there, you get raffle entries for the monster truck. We're raffling off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Custom-built 2024 Ram monster truck. And we've got great T-shirts there. We've got T-shirts from the first days of InfoWars. Some of the first T-shirts ever sold at InfoWars brought back. And then some of the more popular designs throughout the years. And then some new designs as well. Not to mention new hats, decals, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, you can join the Alex Jones VIP Club and get an increased discount. But it's not too late. It's not too late to enter the raffle for the Alex Jones 2024 Ram Monster Truck. So make sure you rush to thealexjonesstore.com and get into that raffle. All right. While they are getting the phone lines loaded up, let's just look at some of this geopolitical news here. So you had Netanyahu and Zelensky both in the United States today. Now, Zelensky had been here a couple days begging for money and weapons of war to go against Russia. And at this point, Zelensky's a total puppet. He is an illegitimate president. His election cycle has already come and gone for re-election, so they canceled the election. The emergency powers that he kept himself as president under have also expired, so he is totally an illegitimate president. Nobody in the media is talking about that. We will. He was at Trump Tower today. Isn't that interesting? Zelensky at Trump Tower today. He also had some kind things or nice things to say about President Trump, released through a spokesperson earlier this week. Now, this obviously has angered the Biden-Harris administration. They are actually furious about this. And I do wonder how it plays in some of the internal politics that are going on. Even though the support for Ukraine has come from the majority of the left and the right in Congress, but the Harris campaign was really mad that Zelensky dared to meet with Trump today. And so then they started posting all of these photos and videos of Harris and Zelensky while he was actually meeting with Trump to try to distract like it wasn't going on. I believe Trump can get a peace deal done. Whether that goes through Zelensky or Putin or as he's a middleman between the two is to be determined. The Biden-Harris administration, they're not even answering the phone. They're not even talking to Putin. They don't even care. Ukraine to the current administration and the deep state is just a client state, a money laundering rat hole for weapons to their proxy groups and money to their oligarchs and also their proxy groups. And so that's why as soon as Biden got in, it was flush all the money and weapons into Ukraine. And Russia knows this, by the way. So it's not just about NATO. It's about Ukraine being a client state of the military-industrial complex. And God knows what else. Human trafficking, money laundering, I mean, you name it. And so Putin doesn't like that either. And I don't think Donald Trump does. So they can't really get away with it when Trump is president. But he says he'll have a deal negotiated before he's even elected. And maybe that's what today was really about. But Zelensky meeting with Donald Trump at Trump Tower had the Biden-Harris administration really upset. Or maybe it's more accurate to say it had the Harris campaign more upset. I don't think Biden cares about much these days. Need I remind you that Biden actually spoke at the UN earlier this week and nobody cared? Nobody cared. Did you see a single headline? Did you see a single clip? Was there anything profound that was said? No, no, and no. It was a nothing. Because he's done. He's given up. Once they ran the coup on him with Kamala Harris, he said, I'm out. Do whatever you want. I'll show up when I have to, but that's about all you're going to get from me. Then there was Netanyahu. And I'm going to tell you something now that it's how I see it. I think it's what's going on. Nobody else is reporting this. And that's because most in the media are either just virulently anti-Israel or just vehemently pro-Israel or even bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby. And so nobody can really look at this and try to parse through what's really going on because they're so biased. So Netanyahu addresses the UN today, and the vast majority, I mean, based off the images of the General Council here, the General Assembly, about 80% of the UN nation representatives left. They walked out. As soon as Netanyahu took the stage, they walked out. And this is actually a very contentious point, and let me kind of go off rails for a second. This is definitely a contentious point and probably the one place where older generational conservatives and Republicans and younger conservatives and Republicans definitely differ. And that is on the issue of Israel. And I see it every time there's a big development, either in the war front or whenever Netanyahu comes to town. So you have kind of your older generational conservatives or even just your Jewish conservatives like a Mark Levin or a Ben Shapiro that are just fawning over this speech. I mean, Netanyahu can do no wrong. They're basically drooling on their microphone over this. And there were others as well. But so you kind of have that older generational conservative where it's just like, oh, you stand with Israel no matter what. Well, I kind of represent more of the younger generational conservative, and unless you're Jewish, and there are many younger Jewish conservatives as well, but unless you are Jewish, you know, we don't really care much about Israel, to be quite frank. Most conservatives that are in their 20s or 30s, if they're not Jewish, they really do not care about Israel. And you're not going to convince them that they need to care about Israel. And you're not going to convince them that we need to be funding Israel, whatever they want. And you're not going to convince them that they need to be celebrating Israel's wars. Now, that doesn't mean that they are inherently anti-Israel. It just means we're not interested. I'm done. I have no interest in supporting Israel. Israel can take care of itself. Israel can handle itself in the region. Not my business, not my job. I want nothing to do with it. And I think that's going to be, I think that will be a basic populist and even conservative geopolitical approach to the issue, probably by 2030, definitely in the 2030s, for sure. Unless there's some other big event or false flag or something else that changes that trajectory, that's where it's going right now. And maybe even Israel knows that. But okay, getting back on the rails here. Netanyahu has an arrest warrant from the international criminal courts. I mean, the list of war crimes they're accusing him of it's long. And so add the recent one with the pagers. Now, Israel is bombing the hell out of Lebanon. And I think everybody is missing the larger story here because there's something truly, I think, depraved when I see supposedly conservatives celebrating a foreign nation, striking a foreign nation. I just don't get that. I don't understand that, quite frankly. It's kind of sick and depraved to me. That's not conservative, certainly not conservative. But to see people celebrating a foreign nation bombing another foreign nation is kind of disgusting to me. But it's everywhere. So Israel's now bombing Lebanon. So they've bombed how many different countries, invaded the Gaza Strip, gone into the West Bank. Just it's been total out of control since October 7th. And it all makes sense now. They stood down on October 7th so they could do all this. What's their final plan? I don't know. Is it greater Israel? I don't know. Is it just the West Bank? Is it just the Gaza Strip? I don't know. Do they just want to eliminate Hezbollah? Here's what I think is actually going on. And this is based off of recent history and now what's happened in, let's say, the last 2 weeks. Nobody's going to do anything to Israel. The international courts have shown that they have no bite. And the UN General Assembly walking out on Netanyahu means virtually nothing. And you basically have a situation in Israel where I would say it's very hyperpolarized with either support of Netanyahu or people demanding Netanyahu resign. There's massive protests in Israel every day for Netanyahu to resign. So this idea that all of Israel is behind the Netanyahu regime and their bloodlust is just inaccurate. But here's what I think is actually going on, and I've not seen anybody else talk about this, but I think Israel has already cut a deal with all these other countries. I think the deals have already been made. They've got to deal with Lebanon. They've got to deal with Iran, maybe even Syria. And I think that these countries, specifically Iran, I think they've double-crossed Hezbollah, is what I think has happened. How else has Israel been able to eliminate virtually the entire Hezbollah leadership to such an exact degree that they can sell them a freaking pager? And you could say, oh, well, Israel has the intelligence and they've got people on the inside. Well, if they've had that, then why hasn't this been done a long time ago? No, I think Hezbollah has been double-crossed. I think Israel's cut a deal with Iran and Lebanon, maybe Syria and other leaders in the Middle East. And I don't know. I can't tell you the exact nature of the deal. Maybe Israel says, okay, we're going to get this land. We're going to get this territory. We'll leave you alone here. We'll leave you alone here. We'll have peace negotiations. Let us finish this job. And then we'll have the peace negotiations. And then everybody gets to win. Everybody gets to act like the good guy. Everybody gets to remain in political power. And then maybe Netanyahu even says, and I'll just go away. And that'll be my legacy. I got the Gaza Strip. They'll put a big building and put my name on it. And then I'll be gone. You guys can get rid of me. We can celebrate peace. Everybody gets a political victory. That's what I think is going on. That's what I see going on here. And guess who gets taken advantage of again? Guess who's the fool again? It's the American people. Because we just gave another $8 billion to Israel. Meanwhile, they're probably doing back-channel deals where none of it even matters. And just the other day, the Houthis are firing missiles into Israel. Every single one of them gets struck down. You don't think somebody's telling Israel the rockets are incoming? Americans need to get smart, folks. Americans need to get smart. Every single one of these nations is using and abusing us because our leadership is dumb and corrupt. They're stealing our money is what they're doing. They are stealing our money. You tell me how Israel is able to do all this and now bombing the hell out of Lebanon with no repercussions. Unless you say outright blackmail of these leaders, then nothing else makes sense to me. So I'm going to leave it right there. That's what I think is going on. I'm not hearing anybody else talk about this. I just can't make sense of it any other way. I don't understand how all these countries that Israel is just on an aggressive assault against and they just do nothing. It's not about America. I mean, it is about America having their back. Don't get me wrong. But it's also, no, there's something else. They're cutting deals, they're double-crossing, they're double-dipping, and their leaders are outsmarting all of ours. Because our leaders are stupid and corrupt and bought and paid for. That's all it comes down to. And most people in the media are biased one way or the other, and so they can't really see straight on this deal. That's my opinion. Maybe the veterans agree, maybe they disagree. They're on the line right now. Let's go to them, and let's start with Pedro out of the Air Force in Michigan. Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we're having a bit of delay. We got some slow fingers on the phones today. Guys, let's go to Pedro, Air Force veteran in Michigan. Okay, Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Just want to say thanks for doing the show again. Half my career was in special operations, so I got to see the other side of what most people don't see. Trump let us do what we needed to do, and once he was out of office, everything's changed. So he knows we need to get out of these wars and bring back all our troops and get out of funding all this mess.
And I think that there's the two factors there is, one, Trump is not dumb. He's not going to be taken advantage of. And two, he's not part of this military-industrial complex cabal. So they can't just do whatever they want with Trump. He's going to be analytical, and he's going to make decisions that he thinks benefits the American people.
Exactly. He knows what's going on. We're tired of it, 20 years of doing this stuff, and not to win. It's over.
Or to just lay down, like in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Anything else, Pedro?
No, the Afghanistan thing is something that most of us aren't gonna forget, and that's a sore sort of subject right there.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody who served in those wars in the 2000s could ever vote for Kamala Harris. I don't understand that at all.
Hey, thank you again.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Lauren out of the Air Force in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually in Idaho, but I wanted to say, first of all, I'm sorry to hear about InfoWars and what happened with the court. That's such a bummer. I'm a first-time caller, but I have quite a story for you. So in 2011, I was in the withdrawal in Iraq. I was at Balad when they closed the base. And what people don't know about that is we did leave a ton of equipment in Iraq as well under Obama. They actually had to hurry me out of there because we had a girl go missing in our dorm. So I got hustled onto a plane to Al-Udeid to get out of there because it was getting sketchy. Fast forward, I became a contractor in 2016 to 2021. I was in Bagram, Afghanistan. And so I was there under Obama and then Trump and then Biden. So when I got there in 16, pretty quickly, we had the suicide bomber go off on base. I was there for that. And basically CENTCOM, like, made sure to not give – Obama was doing the Hearts and Minds campaign. He had a bunch of Afghanis on base who were making huge amounts of money, but they were obviously smuggling HME on and created a suicide vest. So anyway, so they – the CENTCOM commanders did everything they could to keep it out of the reach of Obama, like basically holding off for by the time Trump got there. So fast forward to 2020, people don't understand in 2020, Trump brought in A-10s in early 2020 into the country, and I wouldn't know it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. I'm not sure if it's ever been disclosed, but the A-10s wiped out the opium field. I saw it with my own eyes out of the airplane. I was in aviation.
Well, would you like to provide a little context? Because people, I think, this isn't a story that obviously gets any coverage, not just what you just brought up. But when the U.S. went into Afghanistan, they took control of the opium fields, the opioid fields, which are used for pharmaceutical drugs. They basically took command of that trade almost immediately.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a lot of CIA. There was a lot of CIA involvement in the opium fields. And I know that we had some military members that were, you know, out of the wire, and, you know, they had problems with it too. And I know China was involved too. I mean, obviously they do lithium mines in Afghanistan, but they were also part of the opium fields. But I'm telling you, in early 2020, I saw Trump bring in the A-10s into Kandahar, and they lit the opium fields on fire. I watched it out of my aircraft window. So I know that happened. And by the time the A-10s left, they were parked up in Bagram. So my assumption, Kandahar South, Afghanistan, Bagram's north. So my assumption is that they clean sweeped the entire country and probably got rid of all that opium. Shortly afterwards, most people also don't know this, Trump closed the Kandahar airfield down south with no incident, right? We didn't hear anything about that. There was no incident. He did it in phases. He did it calmly. We would stop there for midnight chow. And we watched it, you know, slowly phase and close. He did it without incident. So 2021, Biden gets in, and it was, and also under Trump, what was cool was that he had released the red tape. So there was a lot of, actioning that we couldn't do, like certain targeting that when Trump got in control, it was actually April 2017 when all the red tape was. So we were able to do our jobs effectively in the air. Helping with like reconnaissance and stuff like that. And we were able to watch the teams on the ground execute flawless missions. So then I was there April 2021. Biden got in and he was like basically totally screwing up the logistics, the entire base. Like they were moving us around. They were closing chow halls. It was totally a mess. But what was interesting, and I want to bring this up because it's really important. We talk about the $85 billion. That was left there in equipment. Well, there were 316,000 small arms in country that were given to the Taliban. Bagram Airfield had a plasma laser where we as contractors, I have pictures of it, took our M4s and our 9mm, the whole unit. We took it to where the plasma laser was on the north side of base, and they plasma lasered them to ash. So we had the ability, and that was in April, so we had the ability in Afghanistan to eliminate 316,000 at least small arms from going to the Taliban, and we did not do that. And making an assumption for me, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, Trump iced the opium fields and they were probably pissed and Biden was doing a deal. So
absolutely. Kind of that was an incredible call, Lauren. I thank you for that. And let me just expand on that in closing. They use these areas for there's multi purposes, but this is again I said earlier about Ukraine and then the Afghanistan withdrawal is the same thing. They use these areas to fund their proxy armies and arm their proxy armies. And there was even a movie that was kind of about this called Lord of War with Nicolas Cage, and it's the same thing. They do these things intentionally so they can get arms in their proxy groups. And that's what they did in Afghanistan. Yeah, they could have disabled all those weapons. They didn't do it because they wanted them to go to the CIA and other deep state proxy groups.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, listen to this shocking news dealing with the Biden-Harris wide-open border. Kamala Harris goes down there today. Do you think she'll talk about this in clip 12?
The Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington. You believe this, Sandra?
Which means they are here. And this is just an unbelievable development. I'm Sandra Smith in New York. Good to be with you, John. This is America Reports. Let's get right to Bill Malugin. He's got this news for us. He's live out of Douglas, Arizona right now.
Where Vice President Kamala Harris is going to stand in front of leader
this afternoon. Bill, the details of this news, what do you have?
Yeah, and Sandra, bear with me. We just got these numbers moments ago, but it's a jaw dropper to say the least. So to set the stage here, let me just explain what these numbers mean. ICE has something called a non-detained docket. Essentially what that is it means migrants who were encountered by DHS but are no longer in federal custody. So who's on this non-detained docket? It's illegal immigrants who were caught and released at the border, released with the court date years away. They're in immigration proceedings combined with illegal immigrants who have already been ordered, deported from the country by a judge, but are still here roaming the country. So keep that in mind, this non-detained docket. According to a letter that the acting director of ICE just sent to Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez, on ICE's non-detained docket, they're currently tracking 425,000 non-citizens who have been convicted of a crime. Of that number, over 13,000 non-citizens have convictions for homicide and are on the non-detained docket, meaning they're roaming the country right now. On top of that, there are another 15,811 non-citizens convicted of sexual assault who are roaming the country right now on ICE's non-detained docket. It doesn't stop there. Those are convictions. The ICE director also says there are currently just under 1,900 non-citizens on the non-detained docket who have pending homicide charges who are roaming the country, and another 4,250 non-citizens who have pending sexual assault charges who are roaming the country on the non-detained docket. So people's eyes might be glazing over right now with all the numbers we just threw at you. Just to put it in a nutshell right here, what we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now. There are another 15,811 illegal aliens roaming the country right now who have been convicted of sexual assault, and there are even more who are facing charges for homicide and charges for sexual assault. So this just goes to show, guys, the non-detained docket has exploded under the Biden administration to over, I believe it's 7.3 million. They're anticipating it could hit 8 million by the end of the year. But looking at the numbers on this letter right here, there are currently over 600,000 non-citizens on ICE's non-detained docket who are either convicted, or 600,000 non-citizens on this non-detained docket who are roaming the country right now. Of that, 425,000 have already been convicted of crimes. 222,000 are pending crimes. And again, the most serious crimes we just told you about.
Yeah, I wonder if that'll come up with the Harris photo op border visit today. You think she'll take questions from the press? Kamala, what are your comments on the tens of thousands of rapists and murderers that you have let into the country that are here roaming and could rape and kill again? Do you take any responsibility for that? I flipped burgers at McDonald's. It'll be like this. French woman raped and left for dead in Paris by illegal migrants. Syrian child rapist jailed in Germany for attacks on 13 and 11-year-old schoolgirls. That'll be Harris's America. That'll be what she lets in.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Pretty stunning stuff. Of course, we knew that would be the case. He let in 15 million... illegal immigrants. Venezuela empties their prisons and sends them to the southern border. What did you expect was going to happen? But don't worry. The Kill Trump media and the Democrat propaganda media, they won't cover that. They won't ask Kamala Harris about that when she goes down to the border wall for a photo op to pretend like she's about securing the border. That's her campaign policy now. Don't you know? They steal elections. Why wouldn't they steal policy as well? We go back to our great veterans on the phone line, and we have Edward, a Marine in Texas. Edward, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Right here in Texas with you, brother.
There's been some bizarre stuff going on because I'm down here. I'm like 4 miles away from the border area. For the last 2 years, though, me and my wife, we... because we move around a lot, you know, we're going out and eating and stuff like that. And Saturday late night, Sunday, I mean, we're seeing mail trucks, you know, U.S., United States mail trucks, postal mail trucks, moving all through the city at night. And I'm thinking, what is going on? These trucks aren't usually out after 7 o'clock on Saturday and definitely not on Sunday. So I've come to the conclusion down here. Basically, they've been harvesting ballots down here for over 2 years. So if you're down here in a border town, all this stuff along the border, like I said, I'm 4 miles away from the wall. All this stuff down here is pretty much spoken for as far back as a year or 2 years ago. So there's no way that these people that are all down here, there's going to be any Trump voters down here in this area. I mean... you got to go up into the middle section of Texas or up towards, you know, the top, up maybe around Houston and Dallas, you know, whatever's going on up there. But down here for border town, there's been some seriously nefarious stuff going on with night movement of mail trucks and all kinds of stuff going on. And our border here is, we have a walk border. You can actually walk across. You can walk across, you can walk back. And I mean, no ID the whole nine yards. I don't even know if people know this, but they have sidewalks. They have whole areas. There's like 3 or 4 entry in and exit points here where you don't even need an ID. It's just back and forth, nonstop. I got people coming in my yard late at night. I don't know. Police had to remove a couple of them. They don't know where they're from. No ID. Never seen them before. They don't live in the neighborhood. Speak Spanish, but... not Mexican-style Spanish, which is what most of the population is here. Maybe they're Honduran, maybe they're Nicaraguan. I don't know where they're from, but...
well, it's not just, Mexicans. It's not Mexicans that are coming across our border.
It's Hondurans, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans. It's, you know, everything but.
Yeah, honestly, Chinese, Mexico is... Mexicans are, like, the smallest number of people that are coming across.
Another problem I have... We went through this in 2020, okay? They stole the election. We've had 4 years, okay? The Democrats are dirty, rotten scoundrels. We know this. They're liars and cheaters. They're haters. They're globalists. But we're sitting on our dead ass. That's my language. Why, 4 years goes by. We have done absolutely nothing other than play games with the court, who keeps siding with Sparkomatic and all these other voting, polling, cheater devices. We should be doing paper ballots. What have we done? And this is not the first time that the American people have sat on their duff and watched this go on. Now, when Bush and Gore had their first run-in with this fake voting garbage with the Chads or whatever it was, because I'm 60 years old, I remember
the hanging Chads. Yeah, and then they were like, oh, old people can't figure out how to vote.
No. They said black people couldn't vote because they didn't have IDs, which is garbage. Everybody's got an ID here. Who do you think driving the cars? We've got insurance. It's just nonsense. Whatever the Democrats can use, first thing they do like to use is the children. Then they like to use the race. Then they like to use the gender. But my point is, we've had 4 years to fix this problem. We have not fixed this problem. Here we are at the gate again. They're believing in polls. Polls are used to get us geared up for when they steal it, okay? No way is Kamala Harris up on the polls where they say she is. There's no way, and you know it, and I know it, and nobody's going to tell me any different. They're already gearing it up. Poll watchers 10 to 1. This is ridiculous. They're going to put signs up on the windows, block us from seeing what they're doing, why they're hand cramming. Literally, Dinesh D'Souza put out the movie, and nobody's going to tell me they didn't see all the 2,000 mules and nonsense that's been going
Dinesh
on.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Vindicating Trump, premieres tonight. It opens in theaters tonight. So I get your frustration. And, in fact, I've got a video. A computer hacker went on the Patrick Bet David show and hacked a voting machine within seconds. And I'm going to play that video today. So I understand your frustration, but I disagree with the general concept that nothing has been done. I do think things have been done. You could argue that not enough has been done or the wrong things have been done. But things have definitely been done. And I would imagine the voting machine companies and the Republicans, the voting machine companies are going to be probably extremely concerned that they could lose their contracts if people don't trust the voting machines. So, I mean, they might have a vested interest to get trust back. And then they also, the Republican Party, has sent cyber experts to monitor these voting machines. So I'm not telling you that it's the be-all, end-all, or it's going to be enough. I'm just – things have been done. Thank you for the call, Edward. And that story about the mail trucks, I mean, I don't know. That who knows what that is. That's definitely odd. But – before we take another call here, and I'm going to play the video where the hacker goes on to the Patrick Bet David show and hacks the voting machine, just like Kamala Harris used to talk about in front of the Senate in 2018, ironically enough. First, though, Alex Jones has an announcement for you. He's very excited about this. A great way to support us. Here's Alex Jones letting you know how.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And remember, don't forget that every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get an raffle entry to win the monster truck. It looks like that particular T-shirt might give you bonus raffle entries. thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I might as well just go to this video now since the caller was in on it, and then we got a couple other callers on this issue as well that we'll go to. But this was from the Patrick Bet David show. Hacker comes in, hacks a voting machine. Here it is, clip 8.
This is a win vote machine, and for the reasons that we don't want to put a logo, this voting system technology company name is just a fake name, because I have been using this particular machine in filming a number of training videos, some of those for the government, just to show vulnerabilities like USB vulnerability, which we are going to be using. This machine actually have many vulnerabilities, and at the time when this was still in use, this was called the worst voting machine used in the United States.
The worst
voting machine used in the United States.
And where was this used, Harry?
That was used in Maryland. It was in Virginia. I don't have the complete list what all places it was used, but it was fairly widely used. So what we are going to be exploiting here is a USB vulnerability. The USB vulnerability is amazingly good to identify because it's easy to mitigate. You just stopped access to the USB port. I have plugged here a extension cable such that we can see that the actual USB port is behind there and it's accessible by the router. I'm using here a commercially available USB computer called Bash Bunny. It can be many other devices. This is just an example. This particular device is $120. You can buy it from online. And I have pre-programmed, and if this would be a real attack, the attack will take 6-7 seconds. I have slowed it down and make it visible so that the audience can see what is happening. So when I'm plugging it in, this is the Schrodinger's USB stick, is always wrong way. So the computer starts, and once it's starting, it's doing its magic. The moment you see that the screen is changing, that is when the hack would have been already done and I would be unplugging it. But I'm just showing this number of things. So now it would have been done. It's showing you the program manager. It's showing you now the command prompt. And this is where all the votes live. So I'm just showing that the directory where all the votes would be. At this point of time, this stick has already complete control over the system. So at this time, anything can be done. Anything can be changed. And as the last thing, I'm just showing a fake result. Just a show that can be done. It's just a show that how the system is controlled. So this is a good example of a hack. And as I said, only reason why anything is seen on the screen and why it's this slow is because I artificially slowed it down and made it visible so that the audience can see that there's a control over the voting machine.
Now, this has been
this
an
particular
issue
machine has a many
brought in front of Congress actually multiple times, and they've done virtually this exact same thing, just showing the vulnerabilities. And most recently, it was Kamala Harris in 2018 that did exactly that and then made the pitch that we need to have paper ballots counted by hand. So ironically enough, the last time that was done was Kamala Harris, who's now running for president. She didn't talk about it anymore. And then in states where the Republicans have won lawsuits, like Georgia, where they now have to do paper ballots hand counted, the Democrats are complaining. Well, what does that tell you? I think it tells you everything. So I understand why people are concerned. I'm not trying to discount the concerns about the integrity of our elections. I'm just saying things have been done. And believe me, there are people that are now running the Republican Party that think and believe the exact same things you do about election integrity. I mean, Laura Trump is going on interviews left and right and saying exactly what the caller just said. So it's not like they're unaware and things have been done. Now, is it enough? I don't know. I'm not telling you to have full faith in elections. I'm just telling you things have been done. And that's just true. So let's continue, though. Other callers are on this issue. And let's go to Andy out of the Army, the Coast Guard in Missouri. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, good talking to you again, Owen. What happened was I do contract work, and I ended up doing a lot of jobs for the United States Postal Service where we were going in and doing an audit on their infrastructure. And what I found was really disturbing is because every piece of the electronic gear and computer networking that they have in a post office has been sunsetted for at least 10 years, which means that they're not getting any updates, no security patches, no support, nothing like that. The model that they all have is called a 2960S by Cisco, and that thing was sunsetted on November 6th of 2015. So when you're talking about something that's easily hackable, that is way easier hackable, I would think, than the voting machines are.
So how does this tie into the election?
Well, I mean, they have no, there's no, like, checks and balances on what they're doing. If anybody can get in there at any time, they're going to be, everything that goes through the post office is scanned with a barcode to allow it to know that it's been counted and it's in the system. And so if somebody got in there, I think they could easily forge a whole bunch of extra ballots coming in without even having to go through the problems of going through a Dropbox or anything.
Well, I mean, they would still have to go through the post office. You're just saying the data wouldn't, even if it didn't line up, they could just erase it, basically?
Yeah, but the whole thing is what I learned when I was doing these audits and everything, none of the post offices, they don't have any burglar alarm, fire alarm, or anything in any of them. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Hmm. All right. Anything else, Andy?
Yeah, actually, I did have one thing. Could you tell Alex to put the tall sizes on his T-shirts? Because I'd really like to buy one, but the normal sizes aren't
like a big and tall.
6'5". Yeah, like 6'5".
the double XL is too wide for you.
No, it's not big enough. I wear a 3XLT, so.
Okay. I'll see what I can do for you, Andy.
All right. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Let's go to William, Army, Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My curiosity is to what will America do when they either interrupt the election, steal it, or do some kind of shenanigans? And if by chance, and I think it's a greater chance that they don't do anything, then they will. But if Trump gets in, then you've got the days between Election Day and inauguration. And the Democrats and the globalists will still be in somewhat power. These criminals have to be dealt with in that format. They are criminals. They are traitors, and so many other of the world leaders. And we're dealing with this like another four-year cycle. I've always been pro national service, compulsory service. The things that are going on are a perfect reason. The young lady that called a couple callers back in the Air Force, great call. If everybody's rear end subject to have to face the injustice of what the government does to soldiers and what the citizens that invest so much of their 401 IRA investments into war profiteering materials, this wouldn't be quite going so on as it is, and at least you'd be earning the products of war that you are committing your mercenary skills to. I believe in a three-day election process. Thousands and millions of people have brought us this electoral process of a democratic election. We live in a republic, a constitutional republic. We choose our managers of this institution through a democratic process. It should be a three-day process. We give a week to football every year, baseball every year, everything out there. You know, paper ballots only. The only people that are disputing it are those that want to steal the election or mitigate it some way. Bite me. There's no reason technically that we can't do this except for the liars and the cheats. Compulsory service, put your butt on the line. Look at all the weak people that have come about in the last 40, 50 years. You know, is there even recess in school anymore to get these people off their butt? It's okay to drive through the donut window shop when you're 300 pounds overweight. You want to get a donut, fine, but burn a calorie. Get out of the car. Go in there. You know, it's ridiculous. I could go on and on. I think we're about to face trials that the rest of the world has lived with for centuries. I went to Haiti after the earthquake. I could say a lot about that, but it would take too much time. I saw a variable in different cultures while I was there. People that would not do what we see going on in Ohio. Everything down there is not as you see. We talk about voodoo down there. Well, we got pedophiles, devil worshippers in the White House and through every state capital in the nation right now, it smells like. So I don't want to hear too much negative critique and finger pointing by people that don't show up. They love to point a finger. Yeah, we got issues, but it started a long time ago. You know, it's like trying to blame the last five administrations for inflation. No, started with the Federal Reserve. Started when you start mining gold and silver in any place in this nation and sending it overseas. We still send most of our gold and silver out of this nation. We should be keeping it. If it got to say a boogeyman word called nationalize our gold mines, well, so be it. You know? Don't want me to go on. I could go on for days.
I believe you could. I think you've pretty much stated it. Well thought out, well stated. I won't even respond to that. I'll let your comments lie. William, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kevin out of the Army in Arizona. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen, first-time caller. Starting out, look, there are so many shenanigans in Maricopa County. We're all aware of it. It's embarrassing. But I work on the local level in the grassroots precinct and district. Man, people are energized here. You don't see yard signs for Harris hardly anywhere.
No, Arizona's a red state. Everywhere. I mean, let's be clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And the local people in the bottom of the AZGOP, some precincts aren't pulling their weight as well. But, man, people are trying. The amount of volunteers and the story you covered with, like, ASU, I think Kerry Lake was there. Yeah, with all those MAGA hats going.
Yeah, now Kerry Lake's doing a big media tour. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pushing. There has been some things done to try to hopefully avoid the shenanigans, but I am positive that we're going to be able to overcome it by swamping that seawall, as you said. The big thing is we just got to keep the positive thing here in Arizona for it. But the tides are changing, and I think we will be able to overcome it here in Arizona, in which case it's just going to help that road to 270.
Yeah, and... Because here's what people tend to forget. And again, I understand the pessimism. I'm not a pessimist. I understand the lack of faith in the process in our elections. I'm not discounting that. But, you know, I think there's another factor here. Like in Georgia, okay, they caught them double, triple counting ballots in Fulton County. They're not going to do that anymore. So that was their big tactic. That was their big tactic to steal Georgia, probably amongst some other things, but it's like they caught him. Arizona, same deal. Kerry Lake and the other Republicans running for office, they went through all this already. They went through it in 2020. They went through it in 2022. They know the tactics now. They know the red areas where they give them the wrong paper or they give them printing machines that are out of ink. So they're going to make sure that doesn't happen. They know the tactics of double, triple counting ballots. So, I mean... There's also a live and learn experience with all of this as well. It's just like anything in life, whether you play sports, whether you're in business, it's the same thing. You live and you learn. You go through a process. You lose a game. You figure out what you did wrong. You win. You go in business. You make a bad business decision. You figure out what the bad business decision was. You don't make it again. You make a profit. It's the same thing, I think, in this election. Republicans saw what happened in 2020. They know what to do now, and I think it's going to be a victory.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWars-Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsoring InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Was doing a guest interview earlier today on his Glory TV, and I decided I was, because normally I'll do these interviews in studio, but I was like, you know what, I've been cooped up in studios all week doing all these interviews. You know, whenever there's big news about InfoWars, people want me to do interviews. But so I was doing like a dozen interviews this week, cooped up in the studio all week, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go outside for an interview. I'm gonna go sit outside and do the interviews today. And so I'm sitting out at the pool, and there's other people around listening, and so I'm like, oh, I don't know. They're going to hear me talk politics, so we'll just see what happens, whatever. So I'm sitting here just doing my normal political spiel, talking about the elections, other issues. I get off the interview and I'm just like, oh, you know, hey, sorry, y'all had to listen to my political diatribes. And it's like, no, everything you said, spot on, completely agree. Nice to hear there's other people that think the way I think. I'm nervous to talk about it, but you're absolutely right, completely agree. So, I mean, we're winning the hearts and minds. People are seeing what we're seeing. It's more obvious than ever. And again, I'm just telling you, from situations I have in public, whether it's the grocery store, if I'm out to dinner, if I'm at the gym, whatever it is, it's the same thing. 2016, it was like people kind of come up and with like a whisper and a nod, like, hey, you know, great work. Love Trump. 2024, it's like, hey, really like what you do. Love Trump. Democrats are going to steal the election. What do you think is going to happen? Like, they are screaming it now. So that's where we're at. You know, people always ask, and it's, you know, obviously a fair question. I don't even know. What do you even do to prepare? What are we going to do if they steal it from Trump? I guess that's just the question. It's just the question. I don't know. I think that, you know, they put me in prison for accurately predicting what they were going to do last time, you know. And during the hearing, they showed quotes from my show. My speech was what they imprisoned me for. And they said, look, and it was like October 2020 before the election. They said, look, Schroyer says right here, if they steal it from Trump, there'll be protest. And of course, you know, our defense was, so I was right. I didn't call for protests. I warned there would be protests. I accurately predicted there would be protests. And then, yes, we did our own Stop the Steal tour. Yes, we had a speaking event planned in January with a stage and everything. It all got sabotaged. But I won't be a part of that. I'm a good little boy now. I'm a nice little boy. Mostly just keep to the confines of the InfoWars studios. I'm a good little boy. Don't violate my probation. Feds got me under the jail cell, and so, okay. But, I mean, I'll tell you, it's not going to be InfoWars. It's not going to be Alex Jones. It's not going to be Owen Schroyer. I'll be right here in the studio just doing political analysis, perfectly peaceful, legal, First Amendment activity. But I would guess that you'll probably have protests just as big, if not bigger. And it won't even be any of the people that were involved in 2020. It'll be completely different people. It'll be people that never thought they'd go to a political protest, that are just getting crushed by their grocery bills, crushed by the prices at the gas pump, crushed by their energy bills, just crushed by the overall economy, sick of the corruption, sick of the double standards in the justice system. And it'll be their time. So won't be me. I won't have anything to do with it. But it's just, that's where the American people are at. The double standard with the justice system, the lies of the mainstream media, the treatment of Donald Trump, the election integrity issues. It's just so obvious now, folks. But who knows? I mean, if it's like a Black Lives Matter riot from 2020, then I guess that's a good thing, right? Because that was good, because that was mostly peaceful. So maybe that's what we call for. Sarcasm. So they're just saying, we're never going to know the results in Pennsylvania. Oh, we know exactly what that means. That means if Harris wins in Pennsylvania, they'll tell you the night of November 5th. If Trump wins, then they'll tell you Harris wins maybe on the 6th or the 7th. I mean, it's just a joke. So, hey, you know, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I'll just be right here hanging out. That'll be me, just hanging out. I've already been whipped and punished by the deep state and the Democrats, so I'm just sitting right here. Please don't come after me again. I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. It's not me. All right, let's go back to our great veterans on the phone lines. Let's go to Sarge, a Marine in Alabama. Sarge, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I keep you guys in my prayers because I know your voice is speaking out, and I like it. I like it a lot, and I'm fixing to speak out right now on it. There's clubs in America that are sponsored by the UN. You wonder how you're getting blindsided. In Sylacauga, Alabama here, how did the mayor get paid to let those people come in? Because it's always the mayor's responsibility. What club is internationally governed by the board of directors composed of an international president, a president-elect, and a general secretary, and 17 zone directors around the world? The nomination and election of each president is handled in a 1 to 3 year period before the president takes office. It's based on requirements including the geographical balance among rotary zones. It's a rotary club we're talking about. Most of these people you're getting blindsided by, Rotary has opened up an offshore account for that club to pay those members. They're sitting in Congress. They're sitting. You wonder while all this is happening. How can these people be laughing and joking together and they're Democrats and Republicans? Because they're all one of these clubs. There's three of them. Their colors are blue and yellow. We having problems here in this one close to me because I'm also was a member of the American Legion, and members of that club were having infighting over what was going on with these large amounts showing up in their 501c3. Then they disappeared. They didn't know what was going on. Now I can't talk to these men. They were friends of mine. Men of God, I thought. That's the cancer in the blood. They need to renounce their memberships right now, their allegiances and their pledges to them.
You know what's ironic? You know what's ironic, Sarge? Mike Lee, who is one of the better senators, Mike Lee, but he's a guy, I mean, you can look it up. How much does AIPAC paid Mike Lee? I would guess it's six figures based off what I saw today. So Mike Lee, who I like and agree with most of the time, but he's very pro-Israel. And after the UN walked out of Netanyahu's speech, he puts out a public statement that says we need to defund the UN. And I'm like, okay, hey, if that's what it takes, please. There's Senator Mike Lee, $368,000 from the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC. So Mike Lee calls for defunding the UN after they walk out of Netanyahu's speech. Okay, yeah, please defund the UN immediately. If that's what it takes, I don't care. Absolutely, defund the UN, get it out of our country.
Example of what happened in 2008. Rotary was responsible for that polio vaccine with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Together, they raised $555 million. You can Wikipedia this stuff. You got Lions Club, and you also got Kiwanis. They're all blue and yellow. They're all sponsored by the UN. They've all got international directors telling their zone directors what they need to do next. Where do we need to go now? Okay, let's do it. Let's send that guy the money over there. We'll make an offshore account right now. Send him the money. You look at these guys, you wonder, that got to be the best district attorney I've ever known. Look how much money they make. No, it's being given to them. They're your mayors. They're your city council people. They're your county commissioners. They're your governors. They're all part of this club. They're all the best producing people in the area. They keep them. What their thumb is on is the money coming out of that zone. That's what they keep their thumb on, is the pulse of the money.
All right. Thank you for the call, Sarge. Speaking of clubs, remember the Epstein Club, Epstein Island? Now, let's connect all of this now to Diddy. And thanks to Ellen DeGeneres, maybe we have our connection. Now, remember, Ellen DeGeneres, and I guess she lost her show right after the Epstein stuff, didn't she, guys? I think she lost her show, and then she had some accusations made about her. But Ellen DeGeneres had her set, and unintentionally or intentionally, they made it look like Epstein Island. I mean, they made the set look exactly like Epstein Island. So intentionally, unintentionally, that's what happened. Well, and then again, she ended up losing her show after some accusations were made. Well, look at this post from April 2016, given now the Puffy, the gay daddy accusations, Puff Daddy. Ellen DeGeneres, April 2016, happy birthday, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, or as I call him, Cuddle McSnuggle Stuff. You don't need to know why. We don't need to know why. I don't think we want to know why. Is it all connected? Could it all be connected? All these freaks and perverts blackmailing one another, baby oiling one another. Could that be the situation here? It's worth a question, don't you think? Now, here's a little bit more on this crazy story. Big Papa. You remember that popular song? They've been pushing this tranny stuff in these videos for years. Here was a guy who was, I guess, a producer on part of that video. I was kind of young at the time. It was like, I think it was like 2000 or so, maybe, when the video came out. 1998. Thank you, guys. The crew behind me. The woman in the video was actually a man. Go ahead. Roll clip 3.
The industry grooms them to be open to it. Like, if we go back to the Big Papa video, right? Why is the lead person out of all the bad bitches in New York City back then, even the women in the video, right? Why was the lead a transgender? Why was there, you remember the scene in the bathroom? Why was there a transgender pissing in the bathroom with the and the guy? You remember?
Standing up, right? 1994, yeah. Actually, we're told.
You remember there's a woman in the bathroom with Klepto, and I can't remember who the other person is, and they looking at the nigga Ding Ding, and why they standing at the urinal? Like, why is that in there way back then?
Got you. And I just pulled
it. Now look at the girl. Go to the scene. When Bus is talking to her.
All right. I don't want to play this whole interview. And then they show it again. And all these people went to Diddy's parties, by the way. And then they go to the chick again. It's not a chick. It's a dude. It's Big Adam's apple. You know, there was this interview. I guarantee you the crew will find it. I guess it was a former set worker whose job was to make sure Will Smith was, you know, on scene at the time of shooting the movies. And he came up, he claims, to one of the trailers. He was looking for Will Smith. He had a set call. He's looking for Will Smith. He goes into one of the trailers, and Will Smith is, as he says, getting killed from behind, getting murdered from behind. He says he was getting killed. It was murder, is what he said on a podcast about Will Smith. And look, I mean, I don't even like bringing Tupac into this, but I mean, you can go back and look at Tupac's like original casting videos and stuff. I mean, you'd say, yeah, that guy's gay. And I like Tupac. I think he was probably against all this stuff. Maybe they go along with it to a certain extent. And then it's like, we don't want to be involved with this anymore. Let's do something. And then the next thing you know, they get shot. There's your Adam's apple on your, tranny in that video. So it's like, this has all been going on. And the rumors have always been there. Busta Rhymes, he goes to the Diddy parties. The rumors have always been there that all these guys are gay. You go back and look at some of these old rap lyrics. There's nuanced hidden messages about how they're all gay. So what's going on? How about this, though? This is a little more sordid from Suge Knight talking about his role. I believe this was a recent interview, actually, in clip 9.
Okay, good. Okay, but you had a guy named Tubby. He used to work for Interscope. This guy's job was to bring underage girls and girls to have sex with employees and other artists, to the point where his friend had caught up with the same thing, how they rated Puffy House of sex trafficking. They raided his friend house of sex trafficking.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
He never was on.
It's supposed to be a call from prison.
Sure. Can you say something positive?
Look at the whole situation.
because you only got 15
seconds. Everything I'm saying is positive. And I got a handful of calls right back.
All right, Shug, you call back. Do you think?
Like that.
Do you think that Diddy?
He can do so.
Do you think Diddy knows enough that it's a very delicate balance that maybe investigators will want to know these other names and greatly reduce his exposure to criminality to time versus what people would do to keep him quiet?
Number one, I've been knowing him a long time. And we was friends. We're not enemies, but we were friends. He's not a dummy. So he's smart enough to work his magic. On top of that, this man right here, he's been involved with the FBI most of his career. Yeah, he got powerful people. One of his partners who started his company with drug money, President Obama got him out of prison. So it's not like he don't have no moves. So I don't think nobody should just count him out. Mm. I don't think he gonna lay down and just crawl in the corner and die. He probably going through a lot of shit right now because he probably going through a lot of withdrawals.
That's good. Now look, I don't want to go. I don't want to lean into this story too much because I'm focused on the election. Strangely enough, it is Dr. Umar, who's what would you call him? I guess definitely a pro-black commentator. I don't know if it'd be fair to call him a black supremacist, but he's definitely very pro-black. And he went on a rant about all this, saying it's all meant to be a distraction to distract black Americans from the Kamala Harris campaign being such a disaster and basically her faking she's black and all this other stuff. So they want them distracted and talking about Diddy. And I don't know if I agree with that, but I'll just say all this. There's so much smoke to this story. There's a frickin' fire. And the people who are really focusing and leaning into this stuff, I mean, they're finding clips from the 90s, early 2000s, all kinds of different people talking about how they're all gay, they're all blackmailed, it's all controlled, there's feds running the whole thing. I mean, some of them are really famous. Kanye sang it, Cat Williams sang it, Eddie Griffin. I mean, so it's like when you look at the whole constellation of all of it, it's like, okay, there's something real about all this. I don't know what it all is. I don't know if it all comes out with this Diddy situation. But I think it's more important just to say that's the illusion of maybe specifically in this case, the rap industry. That's the illusion. But it's just like with Epstein and all the politicians and the people that hung out with them. It's all an illusion. These people want to moral high ground you. And these people want to run your life. They literally rub each other down in baby oil and have orgies. Or who knows what the baby oil is. Now people think that it might have been, was it Bieber's first like platinum hit, the baby song, where now people are listening and it sounds like he's just saying baby oil, actually. I mean, that's how crazy this thing is. Same thing with Epstein. All these people go to Epstein's island, fly on his jet, go hang out at his little temple where God knows what's going on. And then they want a moral high ground you? So, with that, let's get back on track. Let's go to Steven, Air Force veteran in Florida. Steven, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Owen. Couple quick things. First of all, you haven't had him on in quite a long time now. It's been probably several years. Gary Havens would be a good person to interview about the Haitian situation since he's actually been there. So I think he could give you some good insights on that. Secondly, okay, I'm looking at this whole situation. You know, you've been talking about the Ukraine-Russia situation in Israel. Well, you got to remember the globalist deep state have a three-prong saber-rattling campaign going. We've forgotten about the other one, and that's China and Taiwan, because it's kind of been downplayed with the other two conflicts taking place. And I want to remind everyone, I don't know how long it's been in the last year, but Mike Adams, when he hosted, he had Jeffrey R. Nyquist on there. And Jeffrey R. Nyquist is probably the foremost authority about what's been going on with the communists and their plans for war and world takeover. And he's highlighted, you know, about everything from the Chinese and Russians and Iranians doing joint military preparedness exercises. We've had you know, Chinese and Russian warships off, you know, practically off the coast of Hawaii and
Has Kamala Harris said China once during her campaign? I don't think she has.
No, I haven't heard anything.
I don't think she said China one time.
Right. And I also want to mention the fact that this Zelensky visit to Trump, I don't think that's coincidence. You got to remember, first of all, Mr. Empty Head Biden, he, about a month ago when he was with Zelensky, he called him President Putin. Now, I don't care if Zelensky's insulted, but what I'm saying is that I think Zelensky knows the jig is up with him, the handwriting's on the wall.
Yeah.
And I think behind the scenes, he's begging Trump for mercy.
I don't disagree. I think you're onto something, and I kind of hinted at that the other day, but now he's meeting with Trump, and that might be the proof. But I agree. I think Zelensky is starting to realize that what his fate actually is when this is all said and done, and who knows what Trump knows about all this or what Trump's angle is other than just wanting peace. But I think you're right. I think Zelensky realizes that whatever the conclusion to this mess is, he might not be around to see it. And that even might be part of the conclusion. And so I think he's basically like, look, I think I've been set up. I think I'm basically screwed. You know, what can we do for you to protect me and you know, me help you achieve peace? I think you're absolutely right. I think that there is definitely something there.
Yeah, and I just want to say in conclusion, what you covered about, you know, Harris Biden trying to start wars. Okay, so there's a number of scenarios that can take place. They, you know, I don't know how, you know, Putin's saying he'll respond with nuclear weapons now if we, you know, push into, you know, through Ukraine into Russia with these weapons that we have. But the thing is, with the election coming up, I mean, they could wait to do something like that and let Trump get in. They could pull a false flag beforehand, or they could let him get in and then pull something. You know, of course, we still got the looming conviction, the court situation with Trump. So there's so many scenarios. And by the way, don't forget, we've also got a whole bunch of military age men from China and Russia and Iran in this country that are sleeper cells, just waiting to be given their marching orders. So you think?
Yeah, I mean, this administration put America in bed with 100 brown recluse spiders and 10 venomous cobras. You know, I mean, that exactly. Who knows what's going to bite us and what reaction we're going to have? That's just kind of where we're at. It's absolutely insane, Stephen. I appreciate your call. I do agree, though. I think Zelensky, I mean, may have just been begging Trump for his life. I think he's kind of seen the writing on the wall at this point, and maybe is begging even for his life. Because he saw what they did to the rest of their CIA assets. Zelensky saw it.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, we care about your health here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. Your reminder to take your vitamins and supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. You better do it. You better get your vitamin Mineral Fusion while it's in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But you know, RFK Jr., he cares about your health too. Part of the Make America Healthy Again campaign, joining up with Team Trump. And this is so important. And it's your diet. And RFK Jr. is calling out the poisons that many Americans have a part of their daily diet every day.
This is what most Americans innocently put into their bodies these days, and most alarmingly, into the bodies of their children. And it's no coincidence that Americans die earlier than Canadians or Germans or Italians or Japanese or Koreans or Australians or most any other comparable country. And it wasn't always that way. Until the early 1990s, our life expectancy was the same or better than other developed countries. Then, suddenly, more and more Americans began suffering from chronic diseases, from obesity, cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and all kinds of autoimmune diseases. Our maternal mortality rate soared to the highest of any developed country on Earth. Same with infant mortality. Like the frog in the slowly boiling water, we didn't really notice as we got sicker and sicker. We've grown now to accept chronic disease conditions as normal. But now, in 2024, we're finally waking up to this cataclysm, and we're asking ourselves, how in the world did this happen? Well, a big part of it is our diet. Restaurants that serve contaminated food are fined or shut down. But when it's the government that approves the poisons in our food, a few people get very, very rich, and the toxins end up in every supermarket aisle. Let me show you what I mean. Doritos, Cheez-Its, Cap'n Crunch, gummy bears. Everyone knows that these are junk foods, so maybe you wouldn't be too surprised to see that the ingredients include a lot of poisons, including a harmful yellow dye called tetrazine, or yellow dye number 5. What you may not know is that this dye was originally made out of the sludge that's left over when you turn coal into coke or blast furnaces. It's called coal tar, and I've actually sued many big industries for legacy contamination of coal tar all around the country because it's so toxic and it's so harmful to the environment and human beings. A century ago, it was just an obnoxious industrial byproduct that everybody was trying to figure out ways to get rid of. One of the ways that they did that was by paving roads. But then a British chemist figured out that the coal tar could be used to derive fabric dye. And if fabric dye, why not food? Food manufacturers began using it to cover up the discoloration of low-quality foods that they wanted to pass off on unsuspecting customers. They didn't know back then that this yellow dye, tartrazine, causes tumors, asthma, developmental delays, neurological damage, ADD, ADHD, hormone disruption, gene damage, anxiety, depression, intestinal injuries. Well, we know it now. We've known this for decades. That's why tartrazine is heavily restricted in other countries. In some countries, foods with tartrazine have a warning label that it may cause ADHD in children. Today, it's made from petroleum, not coal tar. Either way, it's crazy to add this to your kids' favorite foods. It doesn't even change the flavor. This yellow dye isn't just a junk food. It's in the foods that we consider healthy. It's in everyday kids' snacks like popcorn, mac and cheese, fruit snacks. It's in sports drinks like Gatorade and so-called vitamin water. It's even added to chicken broth, to corn, to pickles, to mustard, and to yogurt. And so, of course, our kids get sick. And we lovingly feed them chewable vitamins, which have, surprise, tartrazine. And so the cycle continues until the coughs and asthma kick in, at which point
you go. That's just incredible stuff, isn't it? You got to read those food labels, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, RFK Jr. By the way, you remember Vani Hari, the food babe? She was banned on X. She's back. She's back on X. Great news. Let's get healthy again. Get your vitamins and your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Yeah, there she is. She's back. She was testifying in front of Congress. Thanks to Thomas Massie. She used to come on the Alex Jones Show. Man, it's probably been years since she's been on the Alex Jones Show. Maybe even a decade since she's been on. She needs to come back on. Now that she's back on X, maybe we can reach out. Part of this Make America Healthy Again campaign. We've always been about that at InfoWarsStore.com. And Thomas Massie, just another total win, bringing her to testify in front of Congress on the poisons that we ingest and they call food. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. And a lot of that has to do with lobbying. And then I guess, yeah, there's people that run this planet and run our country that want you dead. What else are you left to assume? They open the borders, they start wars, they poison your food, they poison your water, they make your cities violent, crime-ridden hell holes. Yeah. What else are you left to assume? Vani Hari, the food babe, is back. All right. It is the Veterans Call-In Show. We are taking calls from veterans. So let's go back to the lines and go to Anthony, an Army veteran in Texas. Anthony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I said, you and me talk last week, but real quick about the product. I got the InfoWars shirt. I also, the turmeric toothpaste has done for my gums and teeth what Body Ease has done for some of my joints. I'm running low. I cut the end off the tube and stuck my toothbrush and swabbed, man. I get every single bit of that turmeric toothpaste. It stops my gums from bleeding and throbbing. So can't say enough about that turmeric toothpaste. I've already bought some more in the charcoal stuff, so it's fantastic, man.
Appreciate that. Also, DrJonesNaturals.com. By the way, some people say if you add baking soda to it that it's even more effective. I can't say I've tried that, but that's what I've been told.
I have, and it is.
There you go.
It works. So, like I said, now onto the show. I love how you started the show. I was real critical of you last week, but I love it when you get on and just get right into them. I too, like I said, I don't have a problem with Israel. I just don't care. I don't. I've got family members that are starving. They can't pay bills. It's either bills or food.
How old are you, Anthony, if you don't mind? How old are you, Anthony?
I am in my late 50s. I was a border. I was a border guard, and I watched. I guarded the East West German Wall and the Fulda Gap.
Well, and my frustration here too is, and you know, I think that I call it very fairly. I think that I just call it very fairly. I can criticize my own government. That doesn't make me anti-American. Why can't I criticize the Israeli government? That doesn't make me an anti-Semite. That's ridiculous. But I think I call it very fairly. And I have to say, I love to hear that you're critical of me or people even disagree with things I say and still tune in. That actually means a lot. But I have to say, when there's things like this and I go through the landscape of conservative media, just like I do every day, just to get, you know, keep my finger to the pulse, stay informed, get everybody's different viewpoints. And I just see kind of the old guard conservative media just foaming at the mouth over Israel, and they love them bombing Lebanon, and they love the pagers blowing up. And I'm just like, that's disgusting. It's just disgusting to me. That's not conservative. Being conservative should be anti-war.
No, like I said, we as soldiers, we're trained not to make war on children and women and children. To me, it's reprehensible what they're doing. You want to fight terrorism? You want to fight them guys? Mano a mano, they got a weapon? Man, go ahead. But I'm not, there's no way, whether I like them or not, I'm not a big lover of Muslims, but I'm not going to murder their women and children. It's just reprehensible to a soldier. We're taught not to make war. You pick up a gun and you're a kid, you're entering my arena. But if you're innocent and you don't have a weapon, you don't get shot. We don't, that's what we as Americans don't do. You know, I can't. Oh, one more thing. You know, Zelensky has enough of our money. Why don't that bum go buy a suit?
I don't understand it. I've never seen him in a suit.
Bum, go get a suit. Try big and tall or something. But, you know, you got enough of our money.
Or maybe short and fat. I don't know.
Yeah, dress to impress. And dress like a man this time, please. No heels or nothing like that.
I feel like whoever his handlers are telling him to dress like that. I don't know why. I guess it's like emphasize this, like you're a wartime president type thing, maybe.
Well, you know, at least by, you know, like I said, damn, he's signing bombs. That ticks me off, too. You're signing, you know, you got an American politician signing a bomb. And it's like, man, just while you're at it, pick up a hammer and whack it and save us all. Huh. Save the people of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. Sign it with a hammer and a nail. Yeah. Why don't you try etching your name into it? Go ahead and give that one a try.
Just give it a good whack just to make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure it's permanent. Just etch it in, you know?
You know, just tell everybody, bring it in so we can check to make sure this thing works. Man, I tell you what. You'd save a lot of lives, a lot of money, and there'd be a lot of freedom. Ugh, man. But it's just...
Well, and what is it, too? And, you know, this is really a good question for veterans today. I mean, I've never joined the military. I have family that came from the military. I have grandparents that were in the military. But I've never joined the military, but it's like I still get it, and maybe it's just like passed down to me, but it's like I get it. And I just don't understand. I see all these people, and I know why. I mean, they're just Israeli loyalists, but still, I think they'd have the common sense, because it's not all of them, but I see certain people that are Israeli loyalists, and they're literally celebrating this bombing on Lebanon. They're literally celebrating it and foaming at the mouth. And I'm like, are you sick? Seriously, like, are you sick? Is there something wrong with you? I don't even care if you are pro-Israel or Jewish or whatever. Like, don't you get, like, war is not fun. You don't celebrate war. But I guess these people feel so comfortable because they get to live in the lap of luxury in the United States of America that they can sit here and celebrate this and foam at the mouth and jump up and down and celebrate when Israel bombs Lebanon. And I'm just seeing this. I'm like, honestly, it's sick. Like, I'm like, you're sick.
You know, when a mortar lands close to you, the percussion of it, it shakes your body. It'll even move your brain around.
No, death.
It literally rattles you. So all them people in the rear with the gear that think it's cool, wait till one blows up by you, and it won't be fun. Like a penny, a little bit of metal the size of a pellet.
Oh, and isn't it funny too? Again, it's always from the comfort of the United States, isn't it? Always from the comfort.
They have no idea. Man, like
and by the way, we're consistent on this, Anthony. I thank you for the call. By the way, we're consistent on this here at InfoWars. And whether it's myself or Alex Jones or Harrison or any of our guests, we're consistent here. Many of you may remember, we have a lot of new listeners. We have people who have been listening for a long time. I sat at this desk with Alex Jones the first time Trump, I believe, bombed Syria. And we both sit here and we were pissed. We were pissed. I remember the second time Trump bombed Syria, I was on an airplane, landed, I was just livid. I immediately shot a video on my cell phone. I was just livid. So my logic is consistent here. Even if it's a perceived American bombing of an enemy or an American victory overseas, you know, bombing whoever, that even ticks me off. I don't celebrate that. I didn't sit around dancing celebrating Soleimani getting bombed. This is serious stuff. I don't want war. I don't want future generations of Americans or anywhere. Syrians, Lebanese, Jews. I don't want any of them dealing with war anymore. So I got to tell you, I've actually contained myself today. And that's because I just want to hear from the veterans on this issue. But I got to tell you, I get sick. I'll never forget all the people. It turns me off, folks. A lot of people I respect, a lot of people I always go to for news, information, listen to their shows, cover their news. A lot of people I respect, but I'll never forget when you celebrate people getting bombed and you celebrate war and you celebrate death and destruction, I'll never forget. I'll never look at you the same. I look at that as a very sick individual. I really do. I really do. And if you don't understand that, I mean, it's just like, do you just not get it? Are you going to celebrate when that thing goes off and it's your family? Are you going to celebrate when that thing goes off and it's your town? It's just, I just don't get it. I really just don't get it. But I'm going to stop right there. We're going to go back to our veterans. Folks, again, make America healthy again. I'm so glad RFK Jr. is joining Team Trump and really emphasizing that health issue. When I first started listening to InfoWars, in 2012, that was really my kind of the big thing, because I was always into health. But even as somebody that was into health and physical fitness, there was a lot of stuff that even I didn't know about the stuff they put in the food and the water. And I learned a lot of things from listening to InfoWars back then. Vani Hari was one of the great guests. And it's like, wow, there are things out there that you know, maybe you should read the label. Maybe there are foods that, it's kind of like just putting blind trust in the government, like they'll allow anything on the shelves, but it'll be healthy. Well, that's just not true. So we want you to stay healthy. That's why we sell things to help you in that process at InfoWarsStore.com. So we got a big sale going on right now on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and here's Alex Jones to tell you more.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night.
And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
So there you go. Cannot recommend it enough, vitamin mineral fusion. Tastes great, good for you. I always have it in my supplement pantry. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I ranted a little bit there. I'm just wholeheartedly anti-war. I don't think it's necessary, and I want nothing to do with it. So never going to promote it, never going to celebrate it. Maybe sometimes it's necessary, but I think it's, we live in the 21st century. We have technology, we've innovated. We don't have to fight over land or resources currently. And most of it, 90% probably at least, is just totally unnecessary. I'm going to stop right there. All right, let's go back to the veterans. Let's go to Randy, Army veteran in Kansas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to mention a few things. First, Benny Hart's book is awesome. I read it a long time ago, right after I saw it on your show. Awesome book. Next thing is... something that not a lot of people bring up is we need to go back, and maybe your crew, I know they're really great, you can find some video clips from when Trump got inaugurated, because I was there. And that was a combat zone in downtown D.C. Molotov cocktails flying everywhere, roadblocks, I mean, and
it's hard to say. It's a good point you bring up, and it's hard to really say because the media coverage is obviously so biased. I mean, I was there both times. I was at January 6th, and I was at the Trump inauguration. And I mean, from my experience, the Trump inauguration was much more dangerous, much more violent. Multiple times, explosives went off within just feet of me. I mean, I witnessed buildings get smashed in. I witnessed cars get smashed in.
Yes, it was like a combat zone down there. Seriously, it was insane.
The media didn't cover it.
People, like, they're going into the balls, and they're throwing urine on feces and blood on them and stuff. And, you know, they're dressed up in their gowns and tuxes. But nobody talked about that.
And they were attacking police officers. They were throwing explosives into crowds.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, the crew's doing a great job. They're pulling all of this up.
Oh,
but see, doesn't that just show, and keep showing all this, by the way, crew. This is great. Doesn't that just show the bias of the mainstream media? They have people out here thinking January 6th was some big violent deal in D.C. The Trump inauguration was worse, folks. It truly was. It was much worse.
It was insane down there. Anyhow, the next thing I kind of like to bring up is I think it's going to come a point in time here in the very near future where people in the military and law enforcement are going to be called upon to do some things that you know are not right. You do not have to follow illegal orders. If it's unconstitutional, you do not have to follow those orders, okay? Because, like I said, they're going to be asking you to do things. The military and the police are what gives these Satanists, that's what I call them because that's what they are, that's what gives them their power. And that's why they hate you. And all you folks listening in on your three-digit agency folks that I know are listening in, you think you're special, you're not. They hate your guts.
Well, what do you think? Because a lot of people believe, and maybe there's some evidence to support this, they're going to put the non-citizens in the police workforce thinking that they'll do the unconstitutional orders. They won't know any different.
That's why they're bringing them all in. They already got – how do I get into this stuff? They probably have at least 10 brigades in here. You can talk to some of your other folks I know, Yon and all these guys. You know a lot about that stuff. That's who they're gonna make them police officers, basically, because they know they'll do it. And that's when it comes to us, the citizens, we the people, have to start standing up. We're gonna have to start fighting. But the military folks, listen to me, okay? You're what gives them the power. They can come up with all the insane, ludicrous laws and rules they want to, but if they can't enforce them, then they're not worth the paper they're written on. And the only way to get the power to enforce them is by the police and the military. And if we don't back them, and if we tell them, no, that's illegal, we're not going to do it, this is America, that's not how it works here, then they have no power.
Well, it's certainly something that military people have to deal with, like, callers, police officers have to deal with. And, you know, maybe it's going to be a situation where everybody's going to have to ask themselves that question, or everybody's going to go through a situation where, is this an unconstitutional order? And then how am I going to deal with it?
Well, all it takes is one or two people start standing up. It's kind of like the, with the grasshoppers and the ant type thing. Mm-hmm. A couple people stand up, yep. They'll back them down. And I just want to put that out, okay? You don't have to follow the orders if they're illegal, and you know they're illegal, and they're unconstitutional. Okay?
Thank you for the call.
Just remember the stuff that happened. Yep. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's go to Mike, Air Force veteran in Nebraska. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks. First-time caller. I just wanted to say with regards to like the 10-to-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania, I think it's important for people to remember the saying, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. And to remember that the Constitution, it's not there to give you rights. It's there as a framework, a reference to which we can hold government overreach accountable. Those rights are inalienable. They can burn that document up. They can change it all they want. It doesn't matter. Those rights are yours. No one can take them from you.
Very true. That's why they hate God. Anything else, Mike?
No, that was it. Thanks. I think you guys are doing the Lord's work, and God bless, and the best of luck to you and everyone listening.
Thank you. They don't really, do they even really teach the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in schools anymore? I don't know. I'm grateful that the high school I attended, you had to get a 100% on the Constitution test. It's 100 questions, and a 100% on the Bill of Rights test. That was only 10 questions. But you had to get 100% to graduate. Not a 99, not a 98. 100% to graduate. I don't think that's probably not normal. Let's take another call. Let's go to Donnie, Navy veteran in Jersey. Donnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What up?
Yo, Donnie, you got me?
How you doing? Good. I just wanted to be a little positive. I kind of needed to be a little positive.
All right.
I mean, today's story with the 600,000 criminals that just came into our country. I mean, that's enough killer right there, isn't it?
Well, let's see, about 6 MetLife stadiums full of criminals.
Oh yeah, and they're all criminals, and they're all criminals. And Fox broke that. I can't believe it. He, Murdoch must be nervous. He's got to do something right for once. You got to be kidding me. But we'll take it back. I mean, did you see Elon Musk's, his poll? It was like a month ago. It was, almost 6 million people voted in his poll, and it was huge. It was 27%? And you figured you got the 50 cent army out of China that's putting in half this stuff in there. And she still got 27%, because I think it's 80-20, if that.
Are you talking about Harris Trump?
Yes.
You talking about Harris Trump poll?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can pull that up. I'm up against the break here, Donnie. Why don't we just hold you through the break, and I'll take you on the next segment. We'll try to pull that up. I know that Elon Musk has done a couple of the polls, but you have these leftist accounts that try to show that, oh, Harris is winning, Harris is ahead, and then they put up a similar poll, gets a million votes, Trump wins every time. And I want to ask Donnie, what is New Jersey in play?
I've been
telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really...
InfoWars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Trump fan sues Mets for $2 million over MAGA hat ban at Citi Field. Emotional distress. Aura Moody wants $2 million in damages from the Mets and Citi Field, claiming she was barred from entering the stadium last month until she took off her MAGA hat, according to a Brooklyn federal lawsuit. The Republican from St. Albans, Queens, insisted the ban violated her right to free speech and caused her emotional distress. This country is supposed to be the beacon of freedom, said Moody, who is representing herself. She's accusing the Mets of racial discrimination and political retaliation and reputational harm. Moody, who is a social worker and mother of two, said she and her friend were wearing MAGA hats when they arrived at Citi Field for the Mets game, and they were told to take it off. I wonder what the result of this will be. Do you think they would have done the same if it was a Biden hat or a Harris hat? Bernie Sanders hat? No, I doubt it. I doubt it very much, just like what they did to the lady in Arizona. And then I heard there were a ton of MAGA hats at the next game, and they were handing them out outside the stadium, too. People couldn't get enough of it. So that failed. But see, this is what the media and the Democrats have done. They've demonized Trump. They've demonized Trump supporters to such an extent where just wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again is somehow violence. That's the propaganda. That's the brainwashing. That's what they've done. That's what they've done. Meanwhile, let's check in on Kamala Harris. Let's see what she has to say about the economy. She's not very bright, but let's give her a chance. Kamala and the economy, not scripted. Let's see how it goes. Clip 13.
First of all, Latina small businesses are the fastest growing in the country.
Yes, they are.
Right, right?
Yes, they are.
But included in that is that we don't lack for people who have ambition and have aspirations and dreams and an idea that is a great idea and work ethic. Mm. But not everybody has access to the capital.
That's so true.
And I believe strongly that our small businesses are the backbone of America's economy. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So when we grow and strengthen small businesses, we all benefit.
Mm-hmm. And that is Jessica Alba. Did we check? That was Jessica Alba, I believe. Former famous actress. But see, whatever. She can't even talk. You know, it doesn't even matter what she says. It's all bullcrap anyway. But it's like, notice, it's all about Latina small business. And Jessica Alba like does this dance like, yeah, it's all about Latinas. I mean, just screw the white business owner, right? I mean, just screw the white business owner. Screw the white American that has hopes and dreams and aspirations. In fact, they don't even exist. Can you imagine if there was I guess Jessica Alba's Hispanic. I don't know. But can you imagine if it was a Matthew McConaughey or something, and Trump was like, you know, we really need to look at the white Americans that haven't been getting fair treatment. And we need to help them out, maybe. And maybe look at the white small businesses. And Matthew McConaughey was like, heck yeah, let's get those white small businesses. Oh, it'd be racist. It'd be, oh my gosh, how dare they? White supremacists, racist. Ah. But hey, let's do a little dance. Because hey, we want Latino businesses. And hey, we want black businesses. I'm just so sick of it, man. But hey, I should probably listen to an actress for my economic advice, don't you think? Wonder if she ever went to a Diddy party. All right, we held Donnie over. Donnie, do you think Trump has a chance to win New Jersey?
Yeah. And you know, we all fear the cheat. That's all we fear is the cheat. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was in Wildwood. It was a trip.
At that rally on the beach?
Oh, it was a trip. I actually had an apartment right there for that night. Or we did it early, and it was a great time. Well, it was probably the best time, the best thing I ever done. That was probably the highlight I've had in the last couple of years. Because you know, it's been some tough years underneath this regime of just disgustingness, and they're exposing themselves. Thank goodness, you know. Trump is my hero, absolutely my hero. And you know, you were saying, you know, you've been a good little boy. That's what they wanted us to do, and we gotta. We're not them people. They don't get who they messed with. They ain't messing with us. And they stole that election. They repulsively stole that election. It was obvious, and it was easy to see.
Oh, no, that's the party of democracy, okay? It's the Party of Democracy, and their presidential nominee didn't get a single vote. All right, Donnie?
Their term. That's to save our democracy. That's what they call themselves, a democracy. We're a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
But they like to hold it that way. Now you talked about the Diddy stuff, because I've watched you guys a lot. Well, I tried acting, and I for some reason have a photographic memory. And this was years and years ago. This was back after I got out of the Navy in the early 90s. I went to New York. I got my headshots. I did all that stuff. And I went to my first thing, and I was going to try and get a job and a play. I did some plays in local college, and I turned around, and literally, dude, they're all gay. I mean, it's not even a joke. I turned around. It was like a kissing fest, and there wasn't a woman in the room. I said, oh, there goes that career.
Yeah, that was the joke about somebody that went to the Diddy party and brought a girlfriend or something. And he was like, yeah, you bring a good looking woman to the Diddy party, but Diddy and his friends, they weren't interested in the woman. They were interested in you. They wanted to get you into the oil down. They didn't care about your woman. All right, Donnie, thank you for the call. By the way, again, this is more on just what they've done to Trump supporters. This young girl for Turning Point was out at Arizona State. This was kind of in the aftermath of the video we played earlier, where there's just like this mob scene around this Trump stand. So afterwards, when people leave, some psychotic liberal comes up and throws coffee on her. Young girl, probably in college, and finishing up at the Trump booth there, and some psychotic leftist comes up and throws coffee on her. So that's the left. They're the party of violence. So everything they accuse you of, they're guilty of. Just about every time. If not every time. By the way, a couple other interesting political developments. So two things can be true. This can be political against Eric Adams, but he could also be guilty. Now, there have also been two follow-up indictments on other associates of Adams, just like our guest called, by the way. He called it. Literally called it. Right to a T. And so we get the best guest here. Former New York police officer Sal Greco called it. So there have now been follow-up indictments, other people. And people are saying, well, what about de Blasio? Well, yeah, I'm sure it's political with Adams for some other reason. Doesn't mean he's innocent. Bill de Blasio's wife can't account for $850 million given to mental health project. It's just gone. $850 million, just gone. Isn't it? It's just gone. Did you hear about this? House GOP. Now, Nathan Wade was supposed to testify today. I guess it didn't happen. But he is supposed to testify. House GOP says it can't find Nathan Wade amid Fannie Willis probe. They had to have a federal manhunt because he was under a subpoena. They had to have a federal manhunt to find Nathan Wade. The last time he was seen was after the daughter of Fannie got pulled over. I forget what it was for. She got pulled over driving without a license. I think she was detained for a minute. That was the last time we saw Nathan Wade. He showed up at that. And then apparently just is running away. But they did eventually find him. Ex-Fulton County Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade has been summoned before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to discuss Fannie Willis. They did eventually find him, but they had to send out a federal manhunt. What is going on? These people are nuts, man. All the people they got going up against Trump, I don't know if we'll ever see all the skeletons in their closet, all the dirt under their covers, but I'm telling you, I bet it's insane. I bet if we knew the truth about these people, just look at them. Just look at their behavior. Or was that Judge Ingeron in New York who, like, poses naked in the gyms? Hey, good for him. He stays in shape. He's like an 80-year-old dude. He's got, like, a six-pack. But it's just like, what the hell? He's in there smiling and giggling at the cameras. It's like, what in the hell? People are freaks, man. But, I mean, that's what they got to do. I mean, they got to find the bottom of the barrel to go after Trump. They're scraping it up. Let's go back to our great veterans on the phone. Let's go to Kurt, Navy veteran in Indiana. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, my brother. I do want to, somebody brought up RFK Jr. Rescue the Republic is going on from 12 to 7 Eastern Time in D.C.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up. Dinesh D'Souza's film hits theaters this weekend. The Rally for Peace, Occupy Peace, Gerald Celente, I believe that's this weekend in New York. Rescue the Republic rally happening in D.C. I guess that's right now?
Well, it's going on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay, yeah.
And they've got a big all-star lineup, Dr. Weinstein and a whole bunch of others, including RFK Jr., and some really great bands that are Christian-related. And I just wanted to plug that real quick because somebody mentioned RFK Jr., because the Google is censoring the crap out of it, and it's hard to find. But if you go to if you punch in Rescue the Republic or theresistance.org, you can find the details. If you're within distance, try to get there, but
beware. It's going to be at the National Mall on Sunday, you said.
Yes, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, pretty star-studded lineup here. Weinstein, RFK, Russell Brand, Tulsi Gabbard. Wow, a bunch of big names there. Rob Schneider is going to be there?
The main reason I called, though, there's Skillet's going to be there, too. But the election in Iraq is what I called. We know how to conduct a free and fair election. I was there. I didn't see the tabulation, but I do know for a fact that we know how to conduct a secure election. And you do it with paper ballots. You do it with marked ballots, you know, and you do it with a thumbprint where nobody can vote twice.
Oh, yeah. They had that biometric data in Afghanistan, too. They left it, so that's nice.
Yeah. But I am a Navy veteran, and I took an oath to this country to defend this country from enemies, foreign and domestic, as long as with my other brothers that have all either served or have gotten out and are now civilians. And we have to keep this country. There's no other choice. We have to keep this country. And there's no more important thing that you can do than to try to get involved, oversee the election, do what you can do. It's time. Do what you can do, my brothers.
Thank you for the call, Kurt. And by the way, speaking of Rob Schneider, he's going to be at that event. He shared one of my videos today on his X account with millions of followers. He shared one of my videos. I really appreciated that. And it's you know, it's kind of ironic, and this is just how it goes here. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a conscious thing that people do or if it's some weird like demon interference thing. I don't know. It's weird. But it's like, and it happens to Alex too, I've seen over the years. Even Harrison. It's like Harrison's done videos that go viral, but it's like if he shares it, it doesn't go viral. But it's like if somebody else shares it, then it goes viral. Same with Alex. Alex will share something from his show, and then it'll get picked up by somebody else, and it'll get 20 million views. This video, a lot of you have probably seen it, of me at the border where I'm calling out Border Patrol. If I share that video on X, maybe it gets a couple, maybe 40,000, 50,000 views. Anybody else shares it. Anybody else shares it, any platform, 1 million views, 2 million views, 3 million views. I mean, go ahead and pull up the original from Johnny Midnight there, who shared it, and Rob Schneider then just shared it after he did. Thank you, Rob Schneider. Really appreciate that. A great American. Probably has 1 million views, I bet. Go, let's see how many views it has. I mean, it's just every damn time. 885,000 views. Now, I don't even care, because it's all about people seeing it so that they can see what's going on at the border. But it's like this weird thing. And they never tag me. They don't even know who I am. They just say, oh, look, there's some dude down here at the border. They don't know who I am. But it's like this weird, it's weird, man. It's weird. And I'm glad the video gets a million views every week when some new person posts it. And I don't even care that they don't tag me. It's not about me, but it's like, what is that? Isn't that weird? Same thing happens to Alex. Same thing happens to Harrison. And I don't know if that's like conscious, like people don't want to be associated with InfoWars, like, oh, it's the boogeyman. Or if it's like some little gremlin makes sure that our stuff never goes viral. But then it's like somebody else picks it up. It like beats the gremlins. So I guess my point is that thank you in the audience for sharing our stuff. As James O'Keefe says, it's information distribution by proxy. And it used to be a lot more serious when we were banned everywhere. Now that we're back on X, at least we can kind of share this stuff and get it to go viral sometimes. But that's what we need. So I said, thank you, Rob Schneider. And I did a post where I was quoting him because, yeah, thank you. People that share our stuff, thank you. A lot of this stuff is old stuff. I was banned on all social media when we shot that video. Banned everywhere. So it didn't get out. And there's so many other videos like that. So that's why whenever people share my stuff, I always try to repost it or quote it on my own X account. So that's what it takes. You guys sharing our links. You guys sharing our shows. You guys sharing our content. So thank you, Rob Schneider. And thanks to everybody in the audience. All right, we got a couple more veterans on the line here. Let's go to Keaton, Marine in California. Keaton, go ahead.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, Owen. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, so I just wanted to bring to the attention, just got done reading Devil's Chessboard. Fantastic book. But on another note, I think it just blows my mind how the mainstream is not covering the potential dock worker strike and the correlation that happened within the Kennedy administration with the steel workers thing, like in terms of destabilization.
Yeah, we did mention that, but it's like nowhere. It's right. Like radio silence everywhere else.
Right, right. And a couple of my buddies who
are... In fact, I got to say, I think it was even my crew or a caller that brought that to me, or maybe it was a guest. I don't even think I brought that up myself. I think somebody else gave that story to me.
Right, right. And it's developing right now, but we're talking, I mean, just chessboard here. You know, we're talking from Montreal all the way down to Houston. You know, they're messing around with prices and, you know, workers can't keep up. And how do you think that's going to flow from the macro to micro? And I can't imagine that the NWO is not going to try to leverage that in some way. Absolutely. For that the whole North American Union concept they've been trying to push out. Mm. You know, I just feel like it's very important to talk about that. And,
my guess is somebody will step in and get something done here, especially since it's, I mean, I don't know, maybe Kamala Harris doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, these people are so stupid. But I think there's an interest for the Harris campaign to step in and get something done because, I mean, they don't want more bad economic news with 39 days to the election.
Gold and silver are breaking support right now. No, they need a surprise. What the community is, because there's all this noise, right? And I guess the thing I could wrap, because we're talking about feelings in classes all the time. I'm on my benefits going to school right now, and it's all about feelings.
Oh my gosh! Oh jeez!
All about our feelings, and you know.
Oh yeah. How they probably talk about how gay people are now too all the time.
Oh, it's straight up, and I'm glad. But what I see, just to bring hope, because there's the problem, but there's the solution. There's always the solution. We can't ever. I see more patriotism on campus.
Yeah.
From ethnic students.
And you're in California.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I see more patriotism.
Well, it's the new punk rock. I mean, it's the new rebel force.
Oh, yeah. No, the
can you imagine, too? It's like these liberals, they think that they're the anti-establishment. It's like you might as well just have a tattoo that says state government stooge on your head. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening. But
like, I love all these liberal commentators. They're all commies, too. And they like to pretend like they're the establishment or they're the anti-establishment. They're like the rebel force. You know, they're fighting the bad guys and they have all these different weird looks and gimmicks. And it's like, bro, you're a fraud.
Yeah, it's not genuine. And I had to say that I feel like it's important to talk about this because, you know, there's a lot of older cats who need to hear what's going on in the arena, and the universities are the arena. So, you know, we're hearing.
Well, speaking of universities, I made a big announcement earlier this week. I'll make the announcement on this show. I don't have the time today because I want to take another veteran call that's been waiting. On that front, I'll announce something coming up on this show later this week. But I want to go to this caller, one last caller before we sign off. Keaton, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeff, Navy veteran in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. See if you could sell distilled water machines, too, okay? And I wrote a couple of paragraphs. I'll speak fast. Look in the Panama Papers. De Blasio stole millions of dollars, and it's in the Panama Papers. Everybody thinks white hats are coming to save us. November Trump elections. No. October surprise. Okay, we have to forget about November. It's all wagging the dog. Just remember the Chinese farms, okay? They're not growing pot. They have chemicals and bioweapons. We need to protect our bases because they all have water treatment plants, okay? We need to put banners out there to tell them the rights to disobey, okay? They have a right to disobey. The VFW has 9,000 lodges across America, 1.8 million members. The DAV has 1.3 members, okay? This is our militia to protect our counties. That's three lodges per county in the United States, right? We need our communities, our towns, our cities, our states to repel these invaders. Take back our states with legal action, expulsion, impeachment, recall. Now, start tomorrow, start Monday.
Yeah, and stop hiring the illegal immigrants.
Well, no, okay. I'm talking about the MAMs, okay? If we take back our states, you can then close down, confiscate, arrest any corporation that is poisoning us, distributing toxic things, food, water, air, pharmaceutical, NGOs, weapon manufacturings, lobby military bases peacefully, because there are people, and search these Chinese farms. You have two in your state, farms next to two military bases. 30% of the people on military bases are civilians, and they have access to the water treatment plants.
And then they just let the Chinese fly spy balloons over the entire continental United States.
They aren't spy balloons.
They're not? You said they're not spy balloons?
No.
What do you think they are?
Spy balloon. You believe our government? I think it's a satellite.
So is that the helium holding the satellites up? Is this a flat earther to close the week?
No. Not that. They have several different types of satellites.
Okay.
Okay?
Man, I'm out of time. Oh, man, we could have gone down a rabbit hole with that. It is interesting. They run out of helium, and then there's a helium balloon that apparently has a satellite. Who knows? All right. Wow. Great veteran callers. I thank all of our great veterans, all the great callers today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That does it for the InfoWars War Room this week. You have a great weekend. Stay classy, InfoWarriors. We'll see you Monday.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.